time for My Morning Mixtape on 95BFM.
Yes, it is, and I'm very excited to have a close friend of mine, Anna Lovey's up for My Morning Mixtape this week. She's picked out great tracks to share with us all, and I'm really excited to have a chat with her about why she picked these ones out. How are you doing today, Anna?
Oh, I'm very well, Hunter. Thank you so much for having me up. I love being here.
It's so good. What have you been up to lately, and how are you going?
I'm doing good. I'm actually working a lot on the Others Way Festival. That's been kind of a big deal at the moment. And, man, just getting the mahi done.
It's good that you've been nice and busy, and stuff that I also enjoy. It means that we get to have a chat about it quite a lot, and it's cool that you're really excited about that kind of stuff.
Yes, we've been, I would say we are a team that would rival Dog the Bounty Hunter.
I know.
At this stage, so it's good. It's been really fun.
Awesome. So you've picked out three songs. Is there any overlying theme of these three, or are they just some recent favourites?
Well, these are three favourite songs always. I love War Paint. This particular song was playing on the radio a lot when I was working at New Zealand Musician, and I was an editorial assistant. Mm-hmm. Well, that's a new word. And yeah, I really, really got into them. Me and Amelia Murray, she was showing me the ropes at the time, and it just, whenever I hear this record by War Paint, it reminds me of that time. I kind of remember all the music playing at the time in certain points of my life, and that's how I remember things.
So. Yeah, see, I'm also the same. I always, whenever I listen to artists that from a while ago, especially, I always remember the kind of work that I was doing at the time.
Yeah.
Especially if it was from like high school or something like that, then I notice what year I was in or what classes I was taking and stuff like that. It's quite a good way to have nostalgia kick in.
Exactly.
What made you pick out this War Paint track over some of the other ones? Because they've got many great songs.
Yes, it's a great record. This song, I love anything that's kind of kooky and unusual, and it always makes me feel cheeky. And I don't know, I love the sass in this song. Mm.
There is a lot of sass in this one particularly.
Yeah.
That was War Paint Disco Very, selected by Anna Lovies for My Morning Mixtape. Is there anything else you want to add on to why you picked that track out?
I am just a massive nerd for War Paint. I really want them to come back. Please, if you're listening, Jenny Lee, please come back to Tamaki Makaurau sometime.
When was the last time you saw them?
Jinkies. It's 2009 now. I'd say
it's
it was
2019 now.
Yeah. Whoops. Yes. What year are we in? It was a long time ago. Jinkies. Because I can't even remember what year.
Too long ago.
It's too long ago.
Yeah. It's a shame that you didn't get to catch them when they were in town really recently.
I know. I really wish they would do a sideshow. I would sit through many hours of War Paint. I would do that. I just absolutely love Jenny Lee's bass playing. One of my all-time favorite people.
I'm sure you've seen the next artist that we're going to play. What made you pick this one out?
Lady E. My Design and Others Lives by Astaire is one of my favourite records of the last decade, and I was really lucky to work on it. I'd say that this record probably broke me in as a publicist. I was really desperate about getting people to hear it. It really worked me in a way that maybe I hadn't done before. And I love this song.
Yeah. You were saying off air just before that this was what you wanted to be one of the singles. Why do you think it was an album track rather than one of the hits?
I don't really know. I mean, it's quite unusual, and it's called Underwater Whale Knowledge. I mean, I love the imagery of whales living peacefully under the water. It's just one of my favourite tracks on the record. I pump it regularly.
Awesome. Is one of the tracks that I don't remember from listening to the record, but I think I'm definitely going to go back and give it another go.
Yeah.
Because I really enjoyed that record when it came out, but I haven't listened to it very much since it came out. Should definitely go back.
Yeah, it's a goodie. It comes on electric blue vinyl. I don't know if that's an interesting point, but
Well, it's fitting with the album cover, which also has a blue background.
Yes.
We've got one more. What made you pick out this last one?
Oh, this is Millennia by Mermaidens. They are one of my all-time favourite bands as well. I get really, really, really into my favourites. This is their latest song. Again, I feel a bit naughty because I'm working on this record. As are you, Hunter.
Yeah.
But if I wasn't, I would be playing the heck out of this. Mm-hmm. This is just, wow. I have so much love and appreciation for this band. Cannot stress enough.
They are very great. As you know, that I'm also a big fan of this band, and I was going to be playing this new single anyway, so it sort of fit that you also picked it out for one of your three.
Yeah.
Are you excited for their record?
Oh yes, absolutely. I would be lying if I said I haven't pre-ordered the album to try and be in the win for the pedal that's up
the
for
pedal
grabs.
That they're giving away. Yeah,
I know.
I was so interested in that. I thought it was very creative.
Yes.
And awesome that they came up with that idea.
Yeah, it's super rad. And also they're playing Others Way, so I'm going to try and sneak away and see them.
You'll
make
be able
it
to
somehow. Yeah.
Awesome. Well, thanks very much for coming up. I'm sure it won't be too long before I see you again.
Yes.
And thanks for picking out such great songs.
Yay, thanks for having me, Hunter.
Yourself with every word.
That was My Morning Mixtape on 95 BFM.